From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. President Trump calls for a major investigation into allegations of voter fraud. President Trump is calling for an investigation into fraud in November's presidential election, reinforcing his belief that voting by millions of undocumented immigrants cost him a victory in the national popular vote. Trump announced plans for the probe Wednesday morning on Twitter. Tuesday, White House spokesman Sean Spicer reiterated to reporters the debunked claim that 3 to 5 million immigrants illegally voted for his opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, one day after the new president rehashed the election at a reception for congressional leaders.
I think he stated his concerns of voter fraud and people voting illegally during the campaign. And he continues to maintain that belief based on studies and evidence that people have presented to him.
Spicer offered no evidence of fraud, but election officials who have analyzed the November 8th vote say there were almost no indications of voter fraud, certainly not on the scale Trump cites. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan was asked about the allegations of voter fraud.
Look, I've already commented on that. I've seen no evidence to that effect, and I've made that very, very clear.
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, who ran as a Democrat against Clinton, told reporters Trump's voter fraud claims are nonsensical. He says it is a delusional statement. Sanders said he fears that Trump is laying the foundation for more restrictive voting laws. A draft executive order shows President Trump asking for a review of America's methods for interrogating terror suspects and whether the U.S. should reopen CIA-run black site prisons outside of the United States. The order would also continue America's use of the detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. This is VOA News. The White House has been a busy place today. President Trump is set to order construction of a wall along the country's southern border with Mexico to thwart illegal migration, limit the admission of refugees into the U.S., and confront American cities that are protecting undocumented migrants. The new president plans to sign the immigration executive orders as he visits the Department of Homeland Security, the federal agency charged with protecting the U.S. border, and take additional actions in the coming days. Details of the Wednesday orders are not yet clear, but Trump is considering a four-month freeze on all refugee admissions, as well as banning at least 30 days the entry to the U.S. by anyone from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen, all Muslim-majority countries. In addition, Trump plans to target the several hundred U.S. cities that by law or their by political decisions have declared themselves sanctuary cities, with their law enforcement agencies refusing to help federal agents identify undocumented immigrants so they could be detained and eventually deported. Many of those so-called sanctuary cities are in California. That state's Governor Jerry Brown vowed to fight any such Trump edict.
We will defend everybody, every man, woman, and child who's come here for a better life and has contributed to the well-being of our state.
The new president could curb federal funding to the cities, which individually could lose millions of dollars in assistance from the national government for a range of local programs. Fiscal year, which begins in October, of 110,000 refugee admissions. Somali rescue workers say at least 28 people have been killed, more than 50 injured, in an attack by militants on a Mogadishu hotel. Witnesses tell VOA Somali service that a massive truck bomb was detonated outside the Daya Hotel just before 9 this morning, local time. Gunmen then stormed the damaged building, shooting at guests and exchanging gunfire with security forces. Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab, which has carried out similar attacks on hotels and key installations, claimed responsibility for the attack on its website. Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Wednesday this week's Syrian peace talk in Kazakhstan led to a serious diplomatic success. Turkey, Russia, and Iran brokered the 2 days of meetings in Astana with Syrian government and rebel delegates, agreeing in the end that they would monitor a partial ceasefire in Syria and support efforts to find a political solution to the country's conflict. Yildirim said that solution should involve a new Syrian government representing all factions. One sticking point, the role of President Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Rebels want him to leave power, supporters want him to stay.
That's the latest world news from VOA.